Hello and welcome to the Decision Day edition of Bet MLS with Dero and Oso. It's been a few weeks, Ben. We've been on vacations. MLS has been on international break, and we got a 1 week. We've reached the pinnacle.
Yeah, I mean, look. So we were off. It's been like over 3 weeks. So it's been interesting. I was in Montreal. I actually didn't end up going to the game because it was pouring rain.
Come on.
Sorry for the week. If you listen to this, I'm sure he does not. But
I really hope no players, with all the gambling things going on right now, any players listening to this, turn it off immediately.
No, Patrick, the PR guy from Montreal.
All right.
He may or may not have gotten me tickets. I mean, look, I think we have a very exciting weekend here.
Yep.
Though I will note, again, if you are 8-9 and you lose, the United make the playoffs. I'll continue to make that point.
No way.
Fighting these eight and nine spots here in the last weekend. But since we left, Miami's now out.
Yep.
But we'll get to that game in a second here. But so we'll see what happens this weekend. But I think it's a lot of, and my decision days are always, you don't know, no idea what's going to happen. Motivation factor. But then I've seen, we've seen a lot over the years of teams needing to win and playing against teams not needing to win, and the teams not needing to win end up winning. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a crazy weekend, and I've already got my calendar cleared. I'm watching all of Decision Day. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a great weekend.
Maybe that's on Saturday this year, I guess, because they're trying to move away from NFL. But
It's what, 6 o'clock Eastern and 9 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock. I think, are the two windows. So get locked in. The undefeated Oklahoma Sooners play in the morning, so we're good for.
Who are they playing? I should know this, but who are they?
They got UCF. Tough Big 12 matchup for us. So anyway,
Big 12 matchup
this year. Oh. Yes, this year it's a ridiculous Big 12 matchup. But they're not here to talk about Big 12 football. They're here to get MLS picks. And let's start it off. I'm going to kick it to you to kick us off here. And this is a team, they probably have the widest range of what could happen this weekend of any MLS team.
Yeah. I mean, look, the East and the West are pretty crazy. I mean, we have a team of the East who's sitting in the ninth spot and they're eliminated enough.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, we're going to Portland. They're playing Houston. Houston is obviously in. They're fighting for seeding and to have I'm not even sure how this is going to work in the first round. But I guess if you're finishing the top four, you get two of the three games at home, the best of three. So they're fighting for that because they have Salt Lake and Vancouver right behind them. Portland is sitting in seventh, but they could be knocked out if they lose, Dallas, San Jose win, or draw even, and then Kansas City and Minnesota, one of them wins. Yep. So they're fighting for a lot. Portland, they're playing. And again, but the look, I think what the major point is for me, it's +115 for a Portland team at home. We have seen Portland. I remember specifically one occurrence of Portland completely biffing it on Decision Day.
True.
I think at Vancouver, I'm going to say 2016. I remember that vividly, sitting in the MLS offices. So we've seen this movie before. That was in a road game, though, I think. And this is a home game. Obviously, very different teams. But over the last five, expected goal difference for Portland has been, I think I have it here as over, it's 5.4.
They've been really good. Yeah, they've been.
But the actual goal difference is zero. So they've been really unlucky. They've gotten some results here. But I think, Houston is fighting for something, but I think Portland's fighting for more. I think they'd be very motivated going into this game. Whatever their field is called these days, Providence Park is going to be pretty lit, some might say.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and pick Portland on this one.
Yeah. As we typically see, Houston's been much better at home than on the road. But it would be a very Ben Olsen thing to do to have Houston go into Portland and just eliminate them. So we'll see. But that's definitely one of the games on Decision Day. That's one of the most exciting games to keep your eye on. One thing that sticks out from our picks this week is we kind of got a couple showdowns. We got one for sure showdown, and we got another that's a semi showdown. We'll get it started with my favorite of the week. I'm looking to Charlotte. This is a rematch of a game that happened on Wednesday night. Charlotte and Miami playing two two games in 4 days, which is pretty bizarre. Charlotte didn't play amazingly against Miami on Wednesday. They got the result, but I was watching the highlights and Miami probably should have won that game. But again, look at the circumstances here. Charlotte with a win is very, even with a point, could get in. With a win, they would need New York and Chicago and Montreal to all win for them to get knocked out. So with a win, Charlotte can get into the playoffs pretty much. Miami's obviously eliminated. Now, again, the motivation. I think Miami put in their best effort on Wednesday night. They said it's their last home game. Do you really think they're going to go to Charlotte and have much in the tank? I don't know. Messi's not going to play. When
Whoa.
Messi,
Well, we're
why
gonna get to
would he play?
that.
Why would he play this game?
He
That's
said he was playing.
all right.
He said he was
Well,
playing. That's what I'm taking the man's word
that seems
when
like
he's
a
a
okay.
liar. I don't know if he was a liar all of a sudden.
Maybe he'll play 20 minutes. We'll see. But Miami is bad on the road. When Messi plays, they've been okay. When he doesn't play, they're 1-11-2 on the road. Charlotte unbeaten in their last eight home games. Okay, they only won two of those. Let's not focus on that.
Yeah, they're not even
But
home at all, just for
I
the record.
think that Charlotte's either gonna like they're either gonna crumble under the pressure or they're gonna have all of and Ben is pointing right now at +110. I'm gonna take Charlotte. I'm gonna take the team with motivation. For your dog though, you're going the other way.
Yeah, +210 Miami. They're gonna crumble under the pressure. They gave up the win on Wednesday. Obviously, that one was in Miami. And I think that's gonna bite them again here. +210. Messi's playing. He said he's playing. Messi said he's playing. He's playing. Guess what? If Messi plays, Miami's pretty good. Just throwing that out there.
What is playing though? What is playing? Is it
He gave
starting?
their
Is it
chances enough against a Charlotte team that's not good. This is a
okay?
bad. I understand they're fighting for playoffs. This team isn't good. Like, they're not good.
Yeah, but there how many good teams are there in MLS? There's like three good
Hey, but
teams.
that who cares? We're just talking about one game.
All right. Well, let's see.
Charlotte is 9-11-13. They've won 9 games this
I
year.
look, I'm looking at the motivation here. I'm looking at the fact that like they really, if they win, they're in the playoffs. Very
Yeah.
likely. Very, very likely.
Well, not on. I mean, I guess, yeah, but.
Who's pushing at the end of this game if the game is tied? I don't know. But anyways, +110, I'm gonna take it. I think we're gonna take the team at home, see what happens.
Tata said they're looking at these guys for next year. These people are motivated. These guys are motivated.
Okay. Tata's gonna say that though. Of course he's gonna say that. Everyone says that every time.
Oh, we could say we're
And it's
gonna
like,
get
oh, what are they looking at? What are they
the
looking at?
awesome.
Busquets and Kramaski? Like they're not. Who are we looking at here? Okay, so like the right back comes into this game motivated. Like I don't know. We'll
The
see.
right back, we're besmirching D'Andre Yedlin at this point. Okay,
Yeah,
we'll see how this goes.
we'll see how this goes for both of us. So moving on to my dog. I told you last night. I thought the dog board was really bad in general. There's not really
Terrible. But I know we've had a heated discussion about this game, but yeah, it's terrible. I
It's
picked
a bad dog board.
about it.
One thing is this, the one that stuck out to me was Montreal, another team with motivation here. Again, obviously, if they win, they're in. If they tie, they're probably in. If they lose, I don't know exactly, there's so many tiebreakers here, but if they tie, there could be like four teams, or if they lose, there could be like four teams tied on 41 points. But anyways, they are +500 going to Columbus. And +180 on the double chance. In reality, I think this game is going to be a draw. If you look at the results of the teams recently, draw has been appearing a lot. I think that with Columbus, a point pretty much secures them a top four spot. And there's obviously some value in that. And Ben, by the way, playoff format, let me mention this. They play three games. It's so ridiculous. It's disgusting. It's NBA. It's the NBA-ification of MLS. So if the game is tied, they go to a shootout, and whoever
Right.
in the shootout gets the W.
It gets the point.
That is ridiculous. That is completely insane. But whatever.
I
Anyways,
don't mean, I yeah.
so the
They should
only
have
way
been
they
doing the
don't,
Liga next thing for a long time, where it's just if you're the higher seed,
yeah, you
you
win,
win
which is
in 2 games.
great. So you could have situations where both games end in a draw, and the eight seed wins two shootouts over Cincinnati, and they move on
That's gonna go
completely.
over. Well, look, Cincinnati needs to win the game. What?
I get it, but at the same time, it's
It should be
ridiculous.
one game. The reason it's not one game is because of certain financial factors.
Yes, absolutely. But so, anyways, if I look at Montreal here, +180 double chance, it's a crazy number. But granted, Columbus, You look like they haven't been amazing. Their results are fine. They've been really good at home. They've only lost one home game this year, so I get why it's plus 500. But I'm in reality, I like the double chance here. When I saw plus 500, I was hoping double chance was over 200, and I was just going to put a full unit on that. But I'm doing a half unit on each. By the way, if you want a little also a different play on this game, both teams to score and a draw, so like 1-1, 2-2, plus 475. So I like that as well. However, you've got to play on this game too. If this is the final score and it's a draw, if it is 3-3, we're both really happy.
Possible with these two teams.
It is. It is.
Hey, how many games has Columbus had like that this year? Like, there's been like five or six goals. Yeah, we're going over 2.5 on this one. I got some plus money. Columbus has motivation because they could finish anywhere between third and fifth. The difference between third and fourth and fifth is a huge difference, as we just discussed. And I think motivation, we have to say it, wants to knock out the people who didn't give him the money.
Sure.
I know he's
a very interesting
guy, but I think sure it'd be a little sweet to knock them out of the playoffs. And I think, you know, this team's been on fire all season. I think they're the highest goal scoring team. I believe they are. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think they're number one. Nante is going to have his boys ready to go. Rossi, Cucho, these guys are going to be ready to go. Score three, plus 110.
Yeah, that's – I mean, you look at the fascinating games on the schedule this weekend, and this is definitely one where it's like, yeah, Nancy versus – he can knock out his old team. I mean,
this guy, Saputo, didn't give him the money that he deserved because clearly they finished, what, second last year?
That's a must-see TV in the early window. Especially in the East where there's not, you know, the battle is for eighth and ninth. There's no like battles for a lot of it. That's definitely a fascinating one. So this number to me was crazy. This is my favorite play of the weekend. St. Louis team total over 1.5 is plus 110. Okay. St. Louis against Seattle. Now I get it. Like Seattle's been decent defensively, but St. Louis at home.
Are they like the best defensive team?
But St. Louis at home is the best offensive team. St. Louis at home, they are averaging 2.5 goals per game this year at home. So, like, I'm getting St. Louis over 1.5 at plus 110. Now, this is a St. Louis team that has nothing to play for, obviously, but they haven't played in 2.5 weeks. They've been off for a long time. They're all healthy. They're going to go into this game saying, hey, let's put on a show for the home crowd. Let's score some goals here. We have no reason to play defensively. We have no reason to pack it in. Let's just have some fun out there. Seattle does have a few things to play for here, obviously. Like they can finish as low as fifth and as high as second. But again, I think that this one, you look at Seattle only has one shutout in their last 10 road games. They haven't kept the home team off the board really at all. So if
they've allowed 5 goals less than any
this
other
is team. At St. Louis, though.
I'm with you. I got you.
Over 1.5 at home in any game this year. If you're giving it to me, St. Louis at plus money, you would have made a lot of money. You'd be swimming in the dough. So give me St. Louis over 1.5 team total, and I'll roll right into my goal score. I actually picked two this week just for a little fun because I wanted to give there's one official pick and there's one kind of fun pick here because I wanted to put this thought in everyone's head. Michael Bradley, look, he's a Metro Stars legend. He's retiring this weekend.
His last USMNT legend.
He is. And he doesn't get his flowers.
I'm going to diatribe right now, but we're not going to do that on this podcast.
He doesn't get his flowers like he probably should.
Not just his fault. You know, there was 11 guys in the field, plus coaches, plus substitutions. Why is he the only one who gets whatever?
Anyway, so Michael Bradley, I was looking at the number. He's plus 700 to score. If they get a penalty kick. He's hit free kick goals. Like he's not horrible at free kicks. I bet you he's going to take one. If they get a penalty kick, it's guaranteed to be taken by Bradley. The only thing I'm worried about here is that he'll probably come off the field after like 60 minutes, but plus 700
or 46,
something like that. But plus 700, I'm at 7-1. I'm putting a few bucks on it. Why not? Let's go with the romance here.
Just for the record, why does Tim Howard get no blame in any of what happened in 2017? Just throwing it out there. I just want to throw it out there. Whatever. Continue.
I think you need to let it go. Give me – okay, and my official pick, by the way, is going to be Daniel Shallowy for Sporting Kansas City. I think they're going to wreck Minnesota this weekend. That's another really big game where the winner is probably maybe going to the playoffs. If St. Louis and Dallas don't win, which Dallas isn't going to win. The winner of that game is going to the playoffs. Daniel Shalvey at home, he hasn't scored in a while. I think he's due for a goal. He's plus 185. I think Kansas City is going to score two or three in this one. Give me Daniel Shalvey. And Ben, the last pick of the MLS, that MLS regular season goes to you.
Yeah. This one's courtesy of one armchair analyst because I was with him last night. I mean, I think he was messing with me on the total one. He was telling me to go Philly, New England over 3.5. Looking at the numbers, I don't know. I couldn't do it.
I'm not touching that.
Right. So the armchair analyst told me to pick Timo Pukki, plus 180, same game, obviously, as SKC. The guy is coming off 4 goals. That was pretty good. And then he scored. He's actually scored in four of his last 5 games. Again, yep. Pretty good. SKC, expected goals against in the last 5, 8.2. That's not very good. They've given up actually 10 goals in the last 5 games. So
there's going to be goals in this game.
They're going to give up at least one. So,
and there's no motivation to draw. If they draw, they're out. So right.
Both these teams need to win.
Right, right.
So
how about a little same game parlay? What would that look like? A little Shallowy Pookie parlay.
There you go.
I may have
that'd to probably look. Be like plus
600 or 700. Something like that. All right, we'll see. But yeah, so anyways, that's gonna round up the regular season. We'll definitely have a playoff show for sure.
No, I don't think we're not gonna do the wild card games, but
But we got
futures on the actual series. We'll see if anybody puts up like series betting stuff. We can go through that
next Friday, and then we'll have a full slate of games, potentially three games.
We'll see when the games actually do. They put out
playoffs are 7 weeks long again.
Put out the schedule of when the games are, because I may or not have. I don't want to put the.
I don't think they've put the exact schedule out yet, but we'll see.
So,
Well, that'll wrap us up. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the playoffs.